My next guest is Nathan Carter, one of the most in demand for country music stars around at the moment. I've been speaking to him about his busy schedule and other things before that. Let's have a listen to a snippet, as it's written here, of one of his big hits. A snippet. Very BBC word. So wrap me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wrap me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama, rock me. I was running from the cold.
The last couple of weeks especially have been pretty hectic. I released a brand new album there at the weekend, and I'm just back from America. I was over there for a week doing some promotion because I'm going to be doing my first ever American tour in September. So it's been, as well as that, doing albums, diamonds, and doing gigs in between up and down the country. So yeah, it's been really hectic.
It's difficult to crack America, obviously. Baby steps at this stage, or where are you with that?
I recorded a TV special down at in Dublin at Christmas, and that's been shown across the PBS network all across America, which I'm sure
fantastic.
You're with the public television, they have a different. I guess it's like the BBC. Actually, they have a different place, a different station in each. Yeah. In each state and each town. So they've been playing the show, which is great. And I was over doing these things called pledge drives, which basically, it's kind of really strange. It's like a QVC thing. You stand there and try and sell your own product. You know, it's really,
how does that work?
Well,
what's it called?
It's called pledge drives. So they play the show. We give them a load of product. And I have to go on. And in between the breaks, the ads of the show, we try and sell the product, and the money goes towards the local PBS station. But it's a great way of getting your music heard and getting the thing out there, you know. But
so you're standing there like the QVC people do, and you're urging people to buy the music,
buy the product. That's it. Yeah.
So what's that like? You turn into a salesman.
It's different, you know, and to try and sell yourself is the hardest thing because you know. That's always the tricky thing. To try and, you know, promote yourself without sounding big-headed is pretty hard, you know. So, but yeah, it's worked for people like the big show like Celtic Women, Daniel O'Donnell, Celtic Thunder, Riverdance was shown on PBS. So it's worked for a lot of people, you know. So that's what I've been doing. And as I say, the tour is in September and we'll see how it goes.
And you've a gig coming up at Dalriada Festival, isn't that right?
I have. I'm actually not doing that many gigs in the North of Ireland this year, but that's one of them in particular on the 14th of July. There's myself, a whole host of other artists, including Donna Target. There's a load of people on, and it's going to be a great weekend, and I'm delighted to be part of the festival again. I did it 2 years ago, and I did it 3 years ago. And it's always, obviously, set in Glenarm Castle. It's just a stunning place, and you know, off there on the coast. So it's going to be great. Really looking forward to it.
What's the breakdown like then in terms of how much time are you getting to spend off tour kind of in your own house? Are you getting to see your own house much?
I'm actually moving house at the minute, which I believe, but I've been in this house, I think I've been here for 3 nights over the last 6 weeks. So it's been pretty hectic now. You know, Steve, I love it. I wouldn't change it for anything. You know, I mean, I'm very, very, very lucky that I'm able to do this as a career. And you know, the fans are always behind me, buying the music and, yeah, and coming and, the shows.
And some of the fans have gone to the next step. There's some woman has got your face tattooed on her.
There's a lady in England that comes to see us, and she travels generally to wherever we're playing every couple of months. And she arrived in with this huge tattoo on her shoulder and down towards her breast. And she showed me this one night, and I embarrassingly said, "Who is it?" And I didn't realise it was me. she took things to a whole new level now.
Yeah. Brilliant. And it's nice, Nathan, that your nan is a your granny, as I would say, is a big influence on you. She comes in the tour bus.
She does, yeah. Nan's 77, and she thinks she's younger than me, you know. But she started out selling me CDs whenever I was like 16, and she's still here now doing the merchandise, and she gets to as many shows as she can. She's normally the last to bed, to be honest.
Brilliant, mate.
Gin and tonic in the hand, and you know.
Brilliant. Well, look, this is the Living the Dream is your seventh album now. So you're steaming ahead, and good luck with the Dalrieta Festival. Good luck with cracking America, and sure we'll see you soon, probably on the telly show as well, mate. Always
thanks
nice to talk
much,
to you.
Always
thanks
a pleasure.
A lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.